Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Lenik Rodriguez, CEO of Orkana Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is AUN. Thanks for joining us today, Lenik.
Thanks to you, Juan. Pleasure to be with you.
Great. Now, start off by talking about the sale of the Rosario project.
Yes, we sold the Rosario project mainly because we want to concentrate on our two main properties, which is La Negra mine, which is a producing mine, silver, copper, zinc, lead in Mexico, and which is undergoing a current expansion from the 1,000 tons per day to 1,500 tons per day, which should be finalized in spring of 2010, and also to concentrate our efforts, resources, and people on putting into operation the Shafter Pure Silver Mine in Presidio, Texas, that if it were in operation today, would be the 12th largest pure silver mine in the world.
Well, great. And so what were some of the value drivers behind your positive Q3 results, which saw a $2.4 million profit?
Well, some of the drivers have been basically some of the cost-cutting that we've been doing. Also, of course, the prices of the metals have participated in this increase in our profits. But the main thing is that we have now our team working all together in getting a profitable operation out of the mine, and everything seems to be working quite well at the mine. So we've been making steady profits for the last two quarters, which is significant since before I took over as CEO, the mine was a money loser proposition for Orkana. So it's not until recently that we really started making money at the mine.
Well, good. And so bring us up to speed on the other key projects, La Negra mine and the Shafter silver mine.
Sure. La Negra mine shall start producing at a rate of 1.25 million ounces of silver, 5 million pounds of copper, and 5 million pounds of zinc starting the spring of 2010. It has 23 identified ore bodies. Three of them have been qualified as 43-101. However, although 20 ore bodies which have a very good potential, we have not done that because it would be too expensive to do it. However, let me tell you that when we acquired La Negra mine, we acquired with the reserves of 1.2 million tons. We have exploited and sold the minerals there at La Negra for the last 2.5 years, and our current reserves are 2.1 million tons. So we have exploited the mine, and we have doubled our reserves in that same period.
So, yeah, so talk about some of the market trends right now in silver and in resources and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, the company is very well-positioned to take advantage of the increase of the metals, both copper, zinc, and especially silver. We should be a medium-term silver producer once the Shafter silver mine is up and running. That should be in about 2 months. So even at our approved budgets, where we are considering only $16 silver, we would be making considerable profits next year.
Great. And so what makes you unique from, or kind of unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, some of the things that make us unique is that we really have a very low-cost operation in Mexico, and we would be operating the Shafter silver mine at $750 per ounce. And Shafter is a high-grade silver mine. Our pre-feasibility shows 7.5 ounces per ton. So it is a high-grade pure silver mine. We will only be producing silver, no byproducts at all. So that makes it quite unique in that respect. And La Negra is also unique in the respect that it has 23 identified ore bodies, has been operating for 30 years, and we suspect that we have a life of mine of over 10 years.
Great. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Lenik, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Sure. Well, I'm pleased to inform that we have a very capable mining equipment, both in Mexico, where we have our miners with 30 years plus experience of underground experience, as well as our technical team here in we have Ron Nichols, which is our senior vice president, which was 20 years with Cominco, and Niels von Fersen, which also was over 20 years with Falcon Bridge. Andy Nichols, our VP of operations, was the head of Wardrop Engineering, a very well-known and reputed engineering firm in Canada. And I'm a businessman. I got into mining when we acquired the La Negra mine, and I was instrumental in both the acquisition as well as the financing of this whole operation. I was sitting on the sidelines for some years just as a director, but last year management and the board of directors sensed that we needed a change, and I was appointed to the board by the board to be the president of the company. So that's how this happened.
Well, good. And so what are some of the goals and the specific objectives that the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, in the next 12 months, we should have our expansion at La Negra completed, and we want to start the operations at Shafter. So we will start putting together the financing for Shafter and carry on from the detail engineering we're doing now to starting up operations once the financing is in place. And we are considering several institutions that have an interest in financing Shafter.
Well, good. And in terms of investors, Lenik, do you think that right now investors understand the company's upside potential?
Probably undervalued. I don't think there's a complete understanding of the company at this point in time. We have been working hard in putting the story out, and this is an ongoing process. I will be issuing a year-end letter of the president where I'll be mentioning exactly the undervaluation that we have and actually made some comparisons with some of our peers that will show really the good value that our kind of presents to the investor.
Well, good. And so once again, joining us today is Lenik Rodriguez, CEO of Orkana Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is AUN, currently trading at 30 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Lenik, what do you believe are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Orkana as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we are pure leverage on silver, okay? We should have, in about 2 years, over 6 to 7 million ounces of silver equivalent production, and our cash flows from those operations will be close to $100 million. So we will be becoming a mid-tier mining company, and we are also considering some additional projects that we have in the pipeline. So we will keep on growing the company, and the public can be rest assured that my interests are tightly aligned with the rest of the investors. I'm a very substantial investor in the company. I was involved from day one in the company.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Thank you very much, Juan, for your attention.